Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Raiders podcast. Your first time on YouTube, but our 112th time on
everything else
on audio, assuming that everything goes well. I'm Daniel. Across from me is Nathan. We have our special guest Dom, but me and Nathan are brothers. Dom's just a guy.
He's an intellectual brother.
We read comics. This is a comic book club. We read a different trade paperback every single week.
Strong intro for the first time on video.
Yeah, you know.
You nailed it.
I'm nervous.
I know.
But anyway.
Now everybody can see how nerdy this room is.
Yeah, so I'll chop up the video. But there will be time codes for our different segments as well as audio files.
Check the descriptions.
Check the descript.
On whatever platform you're using, it'll probably be on there.
We got the news. We got the book. We got Back Matter Matters. And we have our poll list.
We talk about all the things we've been consuming.
Correct. And we start with the news today.
Yeah, let's just jump right into it, Daniel.
Yep.
I don't have any news.
What do you mean? There's been so much news.
There's been too much real news, like in the real world. And I think fair. That's just what's been clogging up my timeline.
That's a good point.
So I'd prefer to just have like, I don't want real news. I want like nerdy news. I want like Batman to die or something, and I want that to fill my timeline.
Yeah, here's some nerdy news for you, Nathan.
Some nerdy news.
Nathan, we got an Umbrella Academy trailer.
Cool. Was it
for
fun?
Season 3. Looks great. Very cool. Excited. That shit's coming real soon.
We got a new Thor trailer.
We sure did. Holy shit.
Saw some blurred cheeks. Dumps?
That was actually very, very juicy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see how they were going to do gore.
They kept the nose.
Which is fine.
And no tentacles.
No Voldemort. They're not going to Voldemort him.
Yeah, he would look a little bit too much like Voldemort.
He looks cool, though.
But if he I like it, dude. Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, he's just pale everywhere.
Yeah, and sometimes his mouth is more black, you know?
Yeah.
He's doing like a cut to that. You can cut to that on the audio.
Looks like he ate something real spicy.
Yeah.
He's stuck in like Sin City and nobody else is, you know?
Yeah.
But he looks awesome. I like really need this to be good because I think this is...
It's going to be.
It's adapting like... one of my favorite comic book arcs or like comic book runs. And I don't know if I've like, if they've directly adapted like one of my favorite comic book runs before, you know,
I don't think it'll be direct.
It's not directly, but like, I just want gore to be good. And I just want it to be a fun movie. You know,
it's Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And Taika Waititi.
Christian Bale.
And you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Nathan, sad news. Riverdale is ending at season 7.
Ah. Did we even get Undead Archie, whatever it's called?
Afterlife with Archie,
yeah.
Did we get Predator versus Archie?
I don't think so. We didn't even get Punisher versus Archie.
Ah, so many missed opportunities.
Are you familiar with these series?
No, I think we did talk a little bit about this last time.
Yeah.
Because I think we definitely talked about Predator versus Archie.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't know his...
We should be that when Prey comes out.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're right.
He goes that hard.
Actually, that's a good idea.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Archie goes all sorts of crazy. They just like realized that they could just make him do really whatever. And then that was also at the time that Marvel was like, yeah, let's collab, you know.
With everybody.
And yeah, so there was a point where Predator was hunting Archie and the Punisher. So what other news you got, Daniel?
Nathan, probably the best news that you're going to love. Shirtless Bear Fighter 2.
What?
Coming in August.
Shut
motherfucker.
Up.
That's absolutely correct.
No way.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
On our fifth episode, we did like a book called Shirtless Bear Fighter, and it's exactly what you think it
it's
is.
It's a man, he's shirtless, and he fights bears.
And it's so...
Like for a living? Or?
At one point...
That's how he lives.
Yeah.
At one point, he fights the Chicago Bears as well. It's any kind of bear.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
just fights California?
Yeah. Yeah, he does, I think. Like all the bear jokes he can make.
San Francisco specifically.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All the bear jokes he can make, he did it. And it's like one of my favorite books.
It's excellent, yeah.
Yeah. And I had it for like a year after somebody got it for me for Christmas. And I was like, yes, I really wanted this. And then we read it. It was great.
And that was the first time you read it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe they're coming back.
Yeah. I was like,
that is the best possible news I could hear. I can't believe I missed it.
There's other good news, but Nathan, Nathan and Dom. Dom, I'm talking to you now. We got a new Daredevil series coming to Disney Plus.
I heard that.
Good
thing. I think it's going to be a little softcore, though.
A little bit.
I mean? It's going to be Disney softcore.
It's not
I hope they say, like, fuck it. You know, this is an adult show.
I think they will, right?
They already have the parental controls and stuff, right?
They do, yeah. They have that now. So. I mean, Punisher's on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably.
I think it is. And that,
I want to say so.
Right? That one was way more violent than Daredevil ever got.
Right.
Like, in Daredevil, it's always, like, implied. You know, like, when Kingpin's smashing a dude's head in a door, you don't see his head come off.
Well, Punisher was also in Daredevil, like, in season 2.
Yeah.
And it was brutal.
The best season.
Sad news, Nathan. Uh-huh. We lost someone who worked on the original Star Wars trilogy. His name's Colin Cantwell. He is the one that designed, like, all, like, the starships and shit like that.
Oh.
And he died recently.
Like, 3D models? For, like, the original trilogy?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, not 3D models, but, like, for real models?
Yeah, he designed, like, the TIE Fighter and, like, the X-Wing and shit like that. And, like, the Star Destroyers and shit.
What's your favorite ship in Star Wars, Go?
X-Wing, probably.
Yeah, I think mine's X-Wing.
Yeah, those are so sick.
TIE Fighter's pretty cool,
Slave
though.
One. Sorry.
It's not called that anymore.
Called Fire. Oh, my bad. Sorry, this is our first video on YouTube. Sorry.
You're getting us canceled
Boba
already.
Fett's
Fire, Boba Fett's Fire Spray Starship. On the Legos, really? It says...
On the official Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, it says Fire Spray. Okay, so that's canon now.
Sudy, and he sudy, says man. It in the show.
He does?
He's like, I need you to help me get back my Fire Spray Starship.
And then he looks at the camera and he's like, I need you to help me get back Fire Spray. I need Fire Spray.
Aiden, did you hear that? The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is getting a reboot on Hulu.
No, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Did you like that movie? Did you see that movie?
I never saw the movie. I saw the news. I heard the movie was shit.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot because I saw it as like a child, and I thought it was cool.
I never seen it.
You mean.
Yes, you have.
No, I have it.
We watched that at Nana's house like a million times, feel like.
Not me. I wasn't there.
Wasn't born yet.
I'm going to look up. I don't even know what it looks like.
Sean Connery's in there.
It's got
right?
Sean Connery as the main guy.
Oh, yeah. Me as a kid loving Sean Connery.
The Jekyll and Hyde Connery. Character had an invisible man with like this like white face.
Straight up never seen it.
All right. Whatever. It's good. I liked it. Okay. Everyone hates it, but I liked it.
Well, we're going to read that book when the show comes out.
And speaking of other trailers, we got a trailer for Prey, the fifth movie in the Predator movies.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I saw it last week, yeah, when they announced it. But
you saw the trailer?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you just showed me like the poster picture. For it?
Yeah, that was after I saw the trailer.
Oh, okay. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Have you seen the Predator?
Very interesting.
So it's like Predator in 1719, and he's just going after like...
bitches with bows and arrows.
Yeah. And this he's just is hunting like, down.
Real? Really?
Yeah, it's going to be a straight-to-Hulu movie.
Oh.
Directed by the guy who did...
It's live action or animated?
Live action.
Live action.
They could do some crazy animated shit with that if you think about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they could.
Fucking crazy
shit. What was it, 12 Cloverfield Lane?
Yeah, director of 12 Cloverfield Lane is doing it.
Yeah. I think it's going to be sick. I'm excited.
Have you seen The Predator, otherwise known as the best Predator movie?
The one with Arnold?
The one with... No,
that's
the
first one.
The one with Big Predator.
It's the fourth Predator.
Fourth Predator, yeah.
Is that the one where like a bunch of people like spawn in the...
No, that's Predators.
That's Predator.
That's the third Predator movie. So the one after that came out a couple of years ago, like 2018.
The most recent one?
Yeah.
Most recent one, yeah.
Oh,
by Shane Black.
With what? Who?
Shane Black is the director, but like Keegan-Michael Key was in it.
Yeah, yeah. And then who was the main guy again? It was, he was in a couple things.
The dude that was in like Moonlight?
He was in Moonlight?
Moonlight.
Oh.
Big nerd.
Oh, I haven't seen Moonlight.
Oh, my God.
The Oscar-winning Moonlight.
Yeah,
Moonlight.
Movie of the year, Moonlight.
Yeah, yeah,
no, I haven't. Sorry.
Okay. The main guy, he was in, like, he was, like, the bad guy in Logan, and then he was also in Narcos.
He was the
white guy.
The guy you follow? Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. He's in that. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Did you see
about.
It?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no, I'm kidding. No, I'm lying. Yeah, I did.
You did see it.
Because, yeah, that one was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Best Predator movie.
The best Predator
movie. The guy from Moonlight is in that. Yeah. you should have said something. I wish you would have.
That's what I did.
I wish you would have said that.
I completely forgot about it. I blanked out on his character.
You
didn't even
say that.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Predogs are there. I think, right?
The Predogs?
Yeah, yeah. So we're big Predator fans.
I like how they're jumping around. No, I really do like Predator. I mean, one of my favorite things from Predator is like the first one with Arnold. The guy gets shot. And he's like, dude, you're bleeding. And he's like, I ain't got time to bleed.
Yeah.
It's one of the best lines.
Well, you can multitask. I mean, you could bleed and do other things, too.
That's true.
In fact, that's what he did, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got, Daniel?
That's all the news, Nathan.
That's pretty much all I had.
You have zero news?
Pretty much zero news, yeah. All the big things that everybody saw.
Sounds good. We'll get into the book. We got Star Wars from the Journals of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Who's it by, Daniel?
This is by Jason Aaron. Jason Aaron, Simone Bianchi, Mike Mayhew, Justin Ponser, Salvador LaRocca, Dash Aaron did an issue, and Andrew Sorrentino.
Yeah, so this was a lot of collection of Obi-Wan centered issues, kind of.
Obi-Wan problems.
Obi-Wan journals that were dispersed through Jason Aaron's Star Wars run. So it includes issue number 7, number 15, number 20, and then 26 through 30.
And 37.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that was the Andrea Sorrentino issue. The last one?
Wait.
Did you read the Andrea Sorrentino?
I thought I did. Didn't I? Is that the one where he's the sand people?
The mountain people?
Oh, no, I didn't read the Sorrentino one.
What do you mean?
It's like 5 pages. It's not even a part of it. I almost did not read it. Just talk about it during back matter, but I read the main ones.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But yeah, this is interesting because half of this is not, there's no Obi-Wan. Yeah. So I kind of just skimmed over it.
It was still in his journals, though. The stories of Yoda.
Which, how does he even know? Because it's like, Yoda's not supposed to know.
Yeah, and he said that he didn't tell anybody. Yeah,
and I'm like, how is Obi-Wan writing about it? But
that's a great question.
Anyway, the first three issues were pretty sick Obi-Wan stories, but it's set after Revenge of the Sith.
Correct.
And he's being a little stalker man, and he's like, look at Luke. Look at Luke over there.
Yeah,
he's doing right. a little moisture farming over there.
Yeah.
Got to make sure no one hurts him. And so he's just like, yeah, protecting him until they meet for the first time in A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Dom, is this what your second comic you've ever read?
This is my second ever comic that I've ever read. Yes, you got me. Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
This one was interesting because, I mean, I've always wanted to read a Star Wars one. There's one that I really do want to read now. I saw like a YouTube thing for it. It's like the zombie one. Have you guys heard
the zombie Star Wars?
I'm not familiar with the zombie Star Wars.
I saw a thing for it. Apparently, it's a thing. I'm interested. I guess one like
shoot me the link.
Or... One what's it called? What are those fucking ships?
Jedi.
Droidica.
No, the Star Destroyers. Yeah, one of the Star Destroyers. They're I guess somehow some virus gets on board and then some shit goes down.
That's cool.
So probably a Legends thing.
Yeah, perhaps.
No, totally canon. Totally canon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Wars Zombies completely canon.
Yeah.
I would watch that Star Wars Visions episode. Maybe that's in season 2.
Oh, yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah. So let's just get into it. So I guess this is issue 7, but it's the first one.
It sure is.
So it has like a conflicted Ben Kenobi. Okay, I have a question actually. Obi-Wan Kenobi and Ben Kenobi. Where does he get the name Ben Kenobi?
I think people just like...
I think it's like a Bob Robert thing.
It's like an alias.
Okay.
He goes by Ben, like old Ben Kenobi.
Okay. That makes sense. It's like Richard and Dick.
Sure.
In a way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He didn't want to go by his Jedi
But his
ass
for real
name.
Like government ass name is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, in the Jedi Council.
Yeah.
On his birth certificate.
Okay, cool.
Is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So yeah, Obi-Wan's just running around. He's a little conflicted because he's not able to like reveal himself as a Jedi on Tatooine. Is that what this planet is?
The sand planet,
The sand planet. There's 100, to be fair.
There's only one.
This is the only one that I keep coming back to.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see more of it on Friday.
So yeah, he can't reveal himself as a Jedi and like help the people of Tatooine, but he's also not able to be a master to Luke. When he knows that he's like, you know, supposed to be the chosen one or whatever. So he keeps his distance, but he's still kind of protecting Luke from Jabba the Hutt's thugs that are taxing people for water. Mm-hmm. So there's like a scene where he has to like fight them off and it's pretty cool. But I love just like right off the bat, it's very clear that the art for this is like top tier.
Yeah.
For especially for like these first three issues, it changes up on the last or on the next two, but even this one, it's just like the inks and like the cross hatching to like render his face and stuff is like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I love this one.
And so I just like also enjoy how in Star Wars, like the basic of most basic goods, like water and spice and stuff are like the trade.
Yeah.
Like that's like the currency. Like you need to give me some water if you want this this blue milk.
No units or whatever they use.
Yeah.
Just
give me some water.
What do they use in like The Mandalorian? What
is it? I think it's still units or credits or something.
Credits, yeah, yeah. Credits.
Yeah, but for whatever reason in Tatooine, it's just like...
That's all they have. That's all they care about.
Yeah. So moisture farmers are basically like crypto miners.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, it's a good way.
I just came up with that right now. I didn't even write that down before. But
they're just doing it for the trends, guys.
Yeah.
Not to survive, just for the trends.
But it's interesting to see Obi-Wan like see some of Jabba's thugs like fucking terrorize other people, and he just kind of has to like let it slide, even though it's not, that's not his like his,
yeah,
he normally does.
Definitely killing him inside.
Yeah. But one day Luke builds the courage to steal water back from Jabba's goons and give it to, he wants to like give it back to the people, but he gets caught in the process. So Obi-Wan has to like take out the goons while also preventing Luke from like seeing anything. So he kind of has to coordinate it while it's like, it's like at night, and so it's super dark. And I think Luke kind of gets knocked out early on, but Obi-Wan kind of fights him off from a distance using the Force the whole time, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, just like throws him up and throws him against the car and shit.
Yeah, there's one guy that he picks up and he throws him under the hood of the car, and then he smashes the hood on his face.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool way to do things.
That's some dark side shit there.
And but just the fact that Luke Skywalker like had that gesture or like the courage to do that kind of revitalizes Obi-Wan's belief in like the Jedi. So he's feeling good again. He pulls out his lightsaber at the end and he's like, I'm gonna use this.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was pretty much that issue. It's a pretty like pretty simple story all throughout, I think, but it's just like good Star Wars, you know.
Yeah,
everybody's wearing their cloaks, you see Tatooine, it's all deserty,
and it goes back to like to where this normal Star Wars book is set, which is just after 4. And it's like Luke Skywalker just reading his journal, like in his like X-wing.
Yeah, the whole story like takes place with present, or not even present. This would be like a New Hope before a New Hope,
after New Hope,
after New Hope. Luke Skywalker reading Obi-Wan.
Before New Hope, he was still in Tatooine.
He still didn't meet. Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Farmer.
Yeah, so he's just like called it up with a good book, you know, in his X-wing. He's like, let me take a look at these scripts.
There's definitely some rebelling he has to do, but he's just procrastinating.
Also, at the beginning of every issue, it like says in Star Wars language like what's going on, but like it's very clear that each letter in the English language just has like a Star Wars character. Yeah. So it's basically just English.
Yeah,
so
it's not like Spanish where like the adjective or whatever is before the word or
yeah
or after the
it's
word.
Just like, yeah, completely translatable.
Yeah
But so now we're on issue 15. It jumps like a whole story arc in the normal story, but then continues this in the Obi-Wan story arc. It was really weird how they did this.
What do you mean?
So like the next issue in this trade is issue 15 in the Star Wars.
Yeah. So series. Like they just kind of sprinkled these issues about, and then I think like, you know, 8 to 14 was like the normal timeline kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it would just been like a trade to this, but that's also what we're reading right now.
Yep.
Nathan, how fucking good is this Mike Mayhew artwork?
Yeah, so Mike Mayhew does this one and the next one, and he's fucking unbelievable. With like, I don't even know what his process is or whatever, but I kept looking just at everything, and the way that he renders people's faces and stuff is really good. But if you were to just take out all the Star Wars shit in the foreground and you just looked at the background, that's shit that you could hang on like some museum walls, I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like just like seeing Tatooine or just like a desert painted to like perfection is really cool. So it's crazy how good of an artist they got.
I'm like,
for,
are
like,
these
the Star
pictures?
Wars. They look like
is
pictures.
This a real person?
But like he also paints people really well, and he balances like the highlights and the darks really well, and he's really good at drawing kids, which can be hard to do.
Yeah,
but he's also good at painting like
painting
Luke
kids
as a little child, and it's super cool.
What'd you think about this, Dom?
Everything looks so crisp. It's just so... Obi-Wan looks like a fucking G, especially in that first picture that you see of him with, like...
With the binoculars.
Just him just looking kind of cool. Oh, no, the one before that. The one where it's like... Was that him or who the fuck is that?
That's the cover.
Yeah, who's this? This is Obi-Wan, right?
That's Obi-Wan.
That's Obi-Wan, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He looks so fucking cool.
Yeah, it's a great cover.
The details. And then when you see Uncle Owen's face...
Dude, he looks exactly
Uncle
like
Owen's
fucking...
face looks so like, what the fuck?
I know. It's crazy.
The expressions are so good.
Yeah. So Luke's starting to be a bit of a troublemaker, like his father once was, you know? And he's crashing a speeder around while practicing like flying in the Tatooine caves or whatever, which there's not a whole lot to do, it seems like, on Tatooine, so it would make sense that he would just like want to fly shit around, you know? Right. If anything, it's Uncle Owen's fault that he's doing this. Like, why are you making him live all the way out here? You got nothing to do. You're shooting the mole rats or whatever they're called. What are they called? The rats he would shoot? The muskrats?
I have no fucking idea.
Oh, that's a thing.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, there's not much to do, so it makes sense that he would just, like, take a speeder for a spin. But Obi-Wan becomes, like, a bodyguard to the Jawas after, like, Uncle... Or no, he's just becoming a bodyguard to the Jawas so that he can, like, stay low-key and, like, not get pointed out by Jabba the Hutt's guards. So he just kind of, like, makes his deal to protect them from Tusken Raiders. And there's a really cool fight scene where he fights the Tusken Raiders, but he doesn't use his lightsaber at all.
He just uses, like, their sticks in the Force and stuff.
Yeah. And I like...
So he protects the Jawas so that the Jawas will, like, give Luke the parts that he needs to repair his ship.
Oh, okay. Is that why?
Yeah.
He also, like, needs to stay low-key, so, like, he can't himself go into the city, so he still needs the Jawas to do that.
Right, yeah. They just, like, drop off the parts, like, right in front of Luke and then just, like, mm-hmm. leave.
This one picture of him, it kind of reminds me of the guy, I can't remember his name, but he played Iceman in the X-Men series. He's also,
I can't remember that guy.
He also, and then, ironically enough, he plays the fire dude in The Boys.
Lamplighter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Lamplighter. I can't believe you remember that. That's crazy.
Lamplighter?
Yeah.
Because it's a meme. He's like, that's fucking Lamplighter. When, like, someone's watching, like, old X-Men movies. Oh.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah, so Obi-Wan just, like, beating up some Tusken Raiders. Like, it's no issue.
Eating some soup?
I like seeing the lettering for the Tusken Raiders, too, and I just, like, hear their, like, their Tusken Raider voice in my head. I'm like... It just mimics it perfectly, you know?
Just do your best
impression. Yeah, let's hear it. Oh, yeah,
yeah. No, I can't. I can't speak Tusken like bro. Mando can. You know?
True, please.
True. Do you want to give it a shot?
No, maybe. there's a deleted scene from, I can't remember which episode it is. I think it's episode 2, where Anakin speaks like droid to a droid. Have you seen that?
No.
Where he literally opens his mouth and it's like beep boop, beep beep, like the beeping and stuff like that, and then he closes his mouth.
Does it sound like electronic or is it him?
It's like completely electronic. It was weird and it looked bad and just didn't fit. Mm. Obviously, they didn't throw it in, but the fact that that exists and that's out there is really funny.
And that they really like funny. Tried like maybe this could work.
Yeah, well, let's see what it sounds like. They heard it. They're like, yeah, no.
I mean, if he like just whistled and did that, I would believe that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I would think that you can
communicate through whistle. Because some people do like whistle. Really good R2 impressions just by whistling.
But also R2 just like understands English. So like why would you want to speak droid to him?
And so do Wookiees, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is why I didn't understand that scene from like Solo when he's like does like the Kashyyykan or Wookiean language.
I don't know.
That's not what they call the language, but
it's a
you're going to say that and he's right there. You're disrespect him.
Yeah, how are you going to say that? He's right here. I don't even know if you can see it on the camera, but
maybe.
So
you should.
Uncle Owen. Oh, yeah. This is Chewbacca right behind me.
Yeah.
So Uncle Owen goes to Kenobi's hut and he like calls out his bullshit on like trying to help Luke. But Owen like kind of just wants Kenobi to stay like out of it for like the safety of Luke because he just thinks from his perspective, like Obi-Wan shows up here and then there's goons that try and tax, you know, them for water, which never happens. And then like people are trying to steal shit from them. So he's like, just stay away because you're not helping. And he's like, I don't want you raising Luke, especially how the last Skywalker turned out. And I'm like, come on, dude. Like, that's a little harsh, you know?
It is what happened.
It is what happened, but it's like...
Don't be a dick about it.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. But there's such good, like, acting in like, just this altercation between them. Like, I imagine painting this, or however they did it, made it 1,000 times more difficult to make, but they still fucking nailed it with just like a normal conversation. And Uncle Owen looks angry as fuck.
Yeah.
It's really cool. This is a sick
Obi-Wan's like artist. Being oblivious. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's just so good.
Yeah. When I read this, I was like, this isn't even fair.
I know. It's really not.
Like,
even like at night, the landscapes look incredible.
Yeah.
It's really cool. But
like just this shot of like Jabba's palace. It's like fucking sick.
Oh yeah, perfect. It looks like a picture.
Just like this, the red light I don't know, something about this.
Yeah.
The
shine of Jabba?
Yeah. Jabba's just fat Jabba's fucking real... face.
looks and he so, looked perfect, yeah, still. I don't dude, understand yeah, it. No.
He's perfectly fucking ugly.
Yeah, but Jabba's still looking for the thief or whatever that fought off the guards. So he hires the assassin Black Kersantan for help.
Yes, sir.
Which is super cool. Like,
you so stoked when you saw him?
I was. I was like, is this the one where he comes up for the first time? But it's not.
Oh, his first appearance?
Yeah, his first appearance in a Kieran Gillen comic and not a Jason Aaron one.
Yeah, it's a Kieran Gillen.
But they did such a good job, like, adapting him for the Boba Fett show. Like, he looked exactly like this in the show.
Yeah,
which is cool. Like, he had that sweet shoulder pads with some spikes coming out of him.
Yeah, we love some
he
spikes.
He did have the scars, too.
Yeah, the scar is also in here. And then I looked it up on Boba Fett, and it's like, the scar is there, too.
Some hair grew over it, but it's there.
It's, like, definitely there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're also old as fuck, like. I mean,
yeah, at
this,
that point.
This, and then from where, well, where is, no.
It's like 30 years.
No, it's not too much, because,
it's not.
It's actually not that far off, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because in Boba Fett, he, like, just gets out of the Sarlacc pit, right, which is right after Return of the Jedi, and then he gets taken by Tusken Raiders for, like, a couple months, comes homies with them, and then Black Kersantan comes in.
And then this is, like, after 3, though.
But Luke is building his...
But so is Book of Boba Fett.
Luke is building
only by, like,
temple.
A couple of months.
No, the Book of Boba Fett's after 6. This is after 3.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it's like 30 years, because Luke's a child here.
I fucked up my movies, yeah.
I know. Bunch of fucking noobs
I'm
over here.
I'm lost right now, dude.
Got too many movies.
You lost me, dude.
Luke
I'll
is a
follow.
Child.
I'll just stop it.
Luke
adult. Okay, I'm there with you. I got you. Yeah.
Luke was in Boba Fett,
that's
he'd be an adult.
That's actually all I needed.
He was in Boba Fett. Yeah.
And he was an adult. You're right.
So dumb.
God, I am so dumb. I'm not even a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm here.
Star Wars, like, isn't that great, though, right?
Did you see that? No. Did you see that there was, like, Star Wars hyenas at the very beginning of this issue?
Yeah.
They I was look, like, what the fuck?
They're just, like, normal-looking-ass hyenas, too. Like, there wasn't any Star Wars about them.
They didn't have, like, an extra foot or anything?
Yeah.
Just nasty everywhere.
They don't shoot lasers out of their eyes or nothing.
Mm.
So that was, like, issue 15. So now it jumps to issue 20, but the third issue of this trade. So Luke's, like... So Kersantan is on the hunt for the man that took down Jabba's thugs, you know, whoever that may be. It's Obi-Wan. But,
spoilers.
He doesn't know that.
He captures Uncle Owen, which brings out Obi-Wan Kenobi. And Obi-Wan's like, I'm going to try and use my Jedi mind tricks. But then they just, like, don't work. So they get into, like, a big fight where Kersantan is, like, trying to bring him in alive. But I feel like some of the close-up shots... He definitely looks like a gorilla.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
They definitely modeled a gorilla, which is cool, because I didn't like really notice that first until like this close-up shot. He still looks like Kersantan.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely a gorilla being mean.
I think his like snout like makes it look longer here, and so he looks like a little bit more like a gorilla.
Yeah.
And his forehead's super big.
Bro, this gun that he has is fucking insane.
Yeah, what is this gun?
I don't know
what
the fuck this shit is.
It's a taser and a blaster at the same time. Like, I don't really understand it, but it's
super
cool.
Kenobi pulls up with like Captain Morgan status. Just fucking... Foot on the barrel.
Yeah.
Did you see this other gun?
Foot elevated
that,
up.
Like, it's got like the 4 barrels and then like it expands and shoots the net.
Oh, the
thing.
Net? Yeah.
Oh, so it's a taser, a blaster, and it shoots a net?
No, there's a net gun and then he's got a normal gun.
Oh.
He's also got his crossbow. Don't forget about that.
Yeah.
Is this even like a gun? Or,
also,
is it like just a swingy thing?
Like a pulse thing? No, I mean, it's got a.
Does this blast?
Blast off.
I think it just. I think he
was
just.
Was he hitting off?
I think
no,
it's
he's just
a,
beating Owen with. No, he's tased Owen with it.
I think it's a taser, like.
Oh, just
bat
like
or something.
A taser net gun, I think. But
okay.
Isn't it crazy how good they did just like drawing all the hair on Kersantan? Like,
oh.
It looks so fucking good and flowy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it would be a bitch and a half to do all of that. Yeah, I do want to pet him.
Right?
Yeah, I'm surprised he did interiors for like. 2 issues, even.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, he had, like, 3 issues, 5 issues in between to do it, but, like,
yeah,
even
true.
Still.
Maybe these were supposed to come out back-to-back, but it just took, like, forever because it's incredible.
And he's still doing full details in, like, the rocks and shit behind him. Like, same thing here. Like, at any point in this action scene, if you just, like, take out Kersantan and Obi-Wan and Uncle Owen, that's a fucking beautiful piece.
Good rocks.
Yeah, good rocks.
Good rocks.
So throughout the course of the fight, Uncle Owen like tries to help. He like tries to shoulder Kersantan or something, and then he's thrown off of a cliff. So Kenobi has to like catch him using the Force while he's also fighting Black Kersantan. And then he ends up dropping him, and Owen's like saved by Luke in the speeder that he broke the issue before because he fixed it up. And then Kenobi tries to stop the fight with Kersantan, who's like half blinded because throughout the course of the fight, he like did some pocket sand into his eyes. Yeah. And so after Uncle Owen saved, he's like, you don't have to fight me or whatever. And then Black Kersantan also falls off a cliff. So
spoilers for what's coming ahead at the end.
Yeah.
So a lot of cliff jumping.
A lot of cliff jumping. Oh, also you see him. Is this when we see his scar? Yeah, so he tries to throw a rock at Obi-Wan, and he does a flip, and he cuts the rock, but he also cuts his eye, like Kylo Ren style.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Or Anakin.
And so he... Yeah, Anakin as well.
Is Kylo Ren...
He like, actually did this before Kylo.
So. Isn't Kylo Ren true, having, Black like, Kersantan did it first,
actually.
I can't
remember what his scar looks like. It is like a cross, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But, like...
He did it before.
The scar on his eye. And then I was like, is that canon? So I looked up on Boba Fett, and it's like, it's there. It's very hard to see, but yeah, it's there.
Yeah, yeah. You have to kind of look cool. for it.
But
he doesn't like talking about it.
And then Black Kersantan, like, dips.
Yeah, he's still alive, and he's like, fuck this, man.
Yeah, because he can't go back to Jabba, because he failed.
Yep. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi just goes back to his Banthas. Mm-hmm, he's just got this, like, whole flock of Banthas.
Yeah.
Banta.
Which is, like, the best Star Wars creature.
Like a Banta.
I say it every time, but... He even draws the Banthas cool. I don't really see their eyes, but I just love Banthas. So that's pretty much all the like Obi-Wan stuff. And the rest of it's like a Yoda story, which is a bit weird. So I don't spend a whole lot of time on it, to be honest.
Sure.
But
you just kind of skim through it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So
even though it's like one of the... It's like the longest.
It's like the longest. Yeah, crazy. 4 issues of this, and the Obi-Wan, the actual like Obi-Wan stuff was like 3 issues. But this is still Obi-Wan writing about a story that Yoda did, even though he supposedly didn't tell anybody about this story. But we'll get into that. But So Luke's like reading more of the journal, and it tells the story of like Yoda saving like a Force-sensitive kid from a bunch of pirates that are like trying to sell him or like traffic him. Yes.
He's an ugly ass little boy.
Let me see him again.
See, Dom, when you want to say something.
He's an ugly ass. Like okay, so
he is an ugly ass looking boy.
We can hear
ugly
you.
Ass little boy.
Yeah. But he's force sensitive, you know. All life is precious. And yeah, so Yoda's like, I don't want to pay you in money, I'll pay you in wisdom. And then he beats their ass. Which is, you know, some fighting, and then he escorts the kid to Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan is there. It's like his little Padawan version of Obi-Wan with the rat tail. And he's just like, take this kid to Coruscant. But like after that happens, he gets a call in from the Force, he says, to go to a hidden planet that aren't on any star maps, and he finds some kids there.
What do you think the Dooku status is?
The Dooku status? I think he's...
He's dead at this point. Oh, no, he's alive.
No, because when does Qui-Gon Jinn...
He's in one.
Anakin.
He's in one, yeah. So he's still alive. Dooku's alive.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do you think he's turned at this point, or is he like, is he Yoda's apprentice?
Do we see Dooku in this?
No, we don't. I'm just kind of curious what your thoughts were.
Wait.
I think Dooku's always been evil. Are you talking about Palpatine?
No, Dooku.
Count Dooku?
Yeah, Dooku used to be Yoda's apprentice.
No, I think he was like Palpatine's apprentice for a little.
No, I think you're right, actually.
No, he is.
Really? I did not know that.
I don't think Yoda has a Padawan at this point, because if he's going on like this random vacation to a random planet,
because
he just feels the vibes of that planet,
he's probably
through
got
the Force.
Free time.
Yeah,
he's probably got free time.
And they're like, hey, we're just passing by.
It's cool to see Qui-Gon Jinn though, even though
that made me really happy.
Yeah, it was cool because it's like it's definitely Liam Neeson, but it's also funny because we only ever see his side profile. Like, I don't think the artist wanted to put in full detail to like his face, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But it was cool seeing him either way. And this guy draws a good-ass Yoda.
Yeah, I think the...
It's definitely a prequel Yoda, but it's like
a
good-ass Yoda.
They put a ton of emphasis on like just like the detail in Yoda, and then everyone else is just like, okay.
Yeah. Well, he's done enough with Yoda.
Yeah.
Well, for Qui-Gon, you know how like everybody has certain abilities, right? Like, for example, you know how he was never turned into like a ghost form because his ability was to talk to like animals and stuff like that?
Qui-Gon?
Yeah.
He was a Force ghost.
When?
At the end of 6?
No.
No?
Nah. Qui-Gon wasn't a character that existed at the end of 6.
They only added
Anakin. No, there's no way they had...
When they re-released number 3? Is that what
number
you're saying?
Six.
Number six. Sorry, it's number six.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you haven't seen like the original one, but like
I have.
Oh.
I was kidding. There.
I was there. Yeah, I was in theaters.
But no, in like the end of six, like in the remake, it has Qui-Gon, Yoda, and Anakin.
I swear, I thought it wasn't because he doesn't have that ability. Because I guess he traded that ability to talk to like animals and stuff like that.
He's definitely a Force ghost in this Google image.
That's
yeah, bitch.
That looks fake.
It's very fake.
Yeah.
Well, George Lucas made it.
Yeah, George.
Yeah, it's
Lucas.
A movie. In fact, he's a fictional character.
Oh.
Yeah, I was really confused when I was watching six. I'm like, wow, they just knew what Anakin was going to look like before they made
Qui-Gon
the prequels.
Jinn 20 years before.
Yeah, I know.
They've had him frozen for how long?
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, Yoda just lands on this planet. Nobody knows about this planet, but he sees some kids, and he's like, what the fuck?
Yep.
So I really just summarized the rest of the three issues, because like I
go
do care about it, but there's no Obi-Wan in it, right? So at a high level, the kids on the planet have this rock that kind of mimics the Force when they use it. They call it stone power.
And apparently, like, Yoda can't affect it, or you can't, like, move it as easily as, like, other things.
Yeah, some weird
like
that.
Force sensitive somehow.
So he wants to, like, help understand it and help these kids, because their parents are lost somewhere. And so he goes to, like, this mountain where there's more of that blue rock. And so there's like the bad guys there, and they are like at war with these kids' parents, and the parents are locked away in this mountain, right? So they're like, Yoda, you should go into that mountain because we're going to force you because we think you're going to die. And so he goes into the actual mountain, and he finds this kid named Garo. He's got like a spiral on his head, and he teaches Yoda how to use the rock power like an apprentice. And so he finds out through this training that this mountain has like a heart. And then that's like basically the end of like this issue, but it connects to Obi-Wan because that kid Garo and Obi-Wan end up meeting for like 5 seconds in Tatooine. And that's all we really see of Obi-Wan in that issue.
Mm-hmm.
But then the following issue, Garo and Yoda find out that the mountain is like the last of a species of living beasts that were like super big, and they died off due to people that wanted to use like the resources of the mountain for their own personal gain. So Yoda and Garo leave the mountain. Garo betrays Yoda. Garo goes back with like the bad guys. And Yoda's like, well, I'm going to train those kids I saw earlier to fight you guys. Now that he knows like the stone force, you know?
Stone power. Yeah.
And then the mountain starts walking again and tries to attack the kids. But Yoda tries to like talk the mountain out of it. And in the present...
I think he just uses like the Force to like.
He tries to talk to him though. Anyway, it's a big ass mountain, and then Yoda uses like the Force to awaken other mountains that were like actually just underground. So there's more mountain creatures now. And convinces the people that the mountain and man can live in harmony. Basically, and that's all like really it is. There's like some stuff in the present where Luke talks to Garo
when he's all old.
When he's all old and stuff.
And
he's like,
and shit.
Yeah, and Garo's like, everybody left, and it's Yoda's fault.
Yeah.
And Luke's like, no, they just like wanted to leave. And Garo's like, oh, fuck, you're right.
These people didn't know about.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, I didn't think about that.
He's like, yeah, dude, the war's over.
He's,
what?
He's like had this idea in his head that like, it's all been fucking Yoda's fault. Like, everybody's been leaving me and getting technology and expanding their species across the boundaries of like his own planet, and he's like, Yoda's fucking fault.
They didn't even know there were other planets and shit. They didn't know.
Yeah,
about
they didn't
space.
Know at that point. Because
it's insanely hard to get there.
Yeah, like we haven't even gotten there yet. So it's like, but like, I don't know. This whole
the
thing
Earth
is weird.
Flat.
I think the goal of like these issues was to like show some cool Yoda stuff that fits in continuity because Yoda technically can't talk about it, right? He's trying to keep it secret.
Yeah, what's the whole point of Fight Club, bro? If you fucking...
Yeah, if you're just going to tell Obi-Wan and he's just going to document it in some fucking Obi-Wan Bible. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, some Obi-Wan manifesto.
Yeah, pretty much. But I think like the point of it was to show you Yoda stuff, but then also be like a metaphor for like, yo, this is like what humanity is doing like right now. Like we're using all of our resources for our own personal gain. And we're just not going to have any more resources. And then we're just going to fight over the resources that we made scarce ourselves, you know? So I think it's like a little bit of like a...
real meta.
Like a little meta, like eco-friendly sort of statement.
What's the planet that Yoda goes to and waits for like Luke or whatever?
Dagobah.
Dagobah?
Dagobah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that the system? Or that's the planet?
Is that a planet? That is a planet? That's where that's like, the planet. They, that's yeah. where they
that's
train?
Where they do the training and he lifts the X-Wing out of the
that's
murky
where it
water.
Ends with him, yeah.
So Dagobah. How does that line up? Because like he leaves after this planet thing, but like if he just delivered the Force Sensitive Child to Qui-Gon, that's like in the middle of one or before one.
Is right. that like his home then maybe? Is that why? He just goes home.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm just going
to
wait here until
he's
someone
to
bothers
take a nap.
Me again.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I don't get to hang out here often because I'm always at fucking work.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always fucking saving yeah. kids from being trafficked.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking annoying.
And it's funny because he had to fight kids and I'm like, man, if Anakin was here and he had to fight kids.
Oh, he would have been all about it.
Been this
would
fucking,
be one issue.
Yeah.
This would have been his shit. He's like, oh my God, there's kids here. And he's
would,
like,
yeah, it would have been shorter than this last story right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's like, there are some interesting ideas. I think Jason Aaron's really good at like weaving in like really crazy like lore into existing universes, but still making it like in continuity. Because he writes like Thor, like Jason Aaron that wrote this, mm-hmm. he wrote the version of Thor that Thor Love and Thunder is based off of.
Okay, that's sick.
So he created like Jane Foster Thor. Mm-hmm.
The Mighty Thor.
He made Jane Foster?
He didn't make Jane Foster, but he made Jane Foster Thor for the first time.
He selected her as Thor?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. And there's like really interesting stuff that Jason Aaron does in Thor where he's like explaining like the origins of like Mjolnir and how like Uru is like a thing and how it possesses like these like thunder powers essentially, or can like harness thunder and shit. And it's really fucking cool. He's really good at it. So I think he was just trying to do the same thing here. And I think he's pretty successful. Like it's cool knowing that there's this planet nobody knows about. And there's like this weird material that kind of mimics the Force in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And people eat it? Is that what they did?
Yeah, they're like eating rocks.
Yeah, like eating rocks.
Your kid was sucking rock.
Yeah, because when he finds the kids, he's like, we only got this one rock left, and we just got to share this rock.
It was like
yeah.
a little rocksicle. They're just sucking on it.
Yeah. They all suck on the one rock.
Yeah, green flavor on that shit.
Yeah.
It was key lime. that was
just like Kool-Aid yeah. powder that they
yeah,
have to drizzle
they
on there.
On, yeah, they Pretty spit much. On it for liquid. oh yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's like those things. You know, you dip them, and then
dip
you suck
sticks.
Them. Yeah, it's like a dipstick.
Like a fun dip.
Fun dip.
Yeah,
the dipstick is the actual stick itself.
A dipstick is in your car to check oil.
Oh, okay, all right.
Big nerd.
And then
I like the big mountains though. Big mountains look really cool.
Yeah, and
then
scale
when
Mora cool.
came up, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. They were just like all underground.
Yeah, and then
what he said.
And then you saw like Yoda just stop. One of them from like stomping him out.
Yeah, he tried to get stomped on, but it didn't really work.
So it's kind of just showing like how strong he is.
Yeah,
which is always cool.
Really good sense of scale. Like when he's about to get stomped on, like there's just like a little speck of Yoda, and you could barely see him there. Mm-hmm. So, pretty interesting overall, but just like weird that it's in this Obi-Wan trade. You know, like,
yeah,
I didn't mind it, but I wish there was more Obi-Wan.
Right.
I wish there was more like the first three issues. You know,
that's yeah. what I thought.
Along
this
those
was
lines, because
I have read all of this. But I didn't think it was going to be collected where like Yoda would be in there and stuff
yeah.
like that. I thought
heavily featuring Yoda.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be just more and more Obi-Wan stuff.
Well, I mean, we've seen in the trailer, some of the first stuff we've seen, we're like, Obi seeing shit go down. He has to try not to do stuff, but he wants to do
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. It'll be definitely influenced by this.
But I love this last story, this last shot right here. They have that fucking, Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. So let's get into Back Matter Matters. And you guys can tell me about the story. Cause I forgot to read it.
Back Matter. Matters. This is in the book. It's issue 37.
Well, they show like the Star Wars 7 variant, and so I just like stopped there. So I'm like, this is Back Matter. So let's get into Back Matter, Daniel.
Nathan, it's a terrible start to the story because it's just these people killing Banthas.
No, yeah, that's why I didn't read it.
They kill like five Banthas, Nathan.
Why do people fucking
kill
Banthas all
they
the
kill
time?
More Banthas than the Boba Fett
oh,
show.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How many Banthas?
In America, killed
so
buffaloes.
More than... so there's more than seven Banthas that die, is what you're telling me? Because that's how many died in Boba Fett.
Yeah, there's so many. And this kind of gets into the lore of like the Tusken Raiders, aka the Sand People. And I guess they kind of like connect with Banthas. Kind of like... It's like a dog or something like that.
Okay.
And so they just kind of like get revenge on these people that killed their Banthas. And then there's like this little like story thing where a young one like wanders off onto like into the Mos Eisley Cantina.
A young Tusken Raider?
A young Tusken Raider.
Okay.
And then
He tries to have beer underage.
Oh, tries to get some beer.
Yeah, he tries to sneak some booze. I think it's the same bartender that's in New Hope.
Oh, it is, yeah.
But he, like, kicks him out, and then, you know, Obi-Wan, he comes in disguise, and he tells, like, the stormtroopers, like, this is not, let the boy go home.
This is not the same person you're looking for.
Yeah, it's not the Tusken Raider you're looking for. And then he just, like, lets him go home. And this is when he's, like, old, like, Ed McGuinness.
Yeah.
Fucking Obi-Wan.
Dude, Sorrentino's such a good artist.
Yeah, so that was really cool to see because he's the man.
I fucking love these right here.
Oh, he likes the variants.
This is so fucking sick.
Action figure variants. They have a bunch of these for, like, Marvel and
shit. Okay, so whose fucking hand is this?
Whose hand is that?
Yeah.
Dude, that can be just, like, anybody. There's, like, just put a hand in there. Dude, that might be Cobb Vanth.
Could be.
Vanth? Who's
the blue guy?
I thought those isn't that
wait,
no, Bane.
Cad Bane.
Cad Bane.
Oh, okay.
Who's got Vanth? No, that's the Elephant.
I don't know. Oh yeah. You're right.
Cad Bane. This could be Cad Bane because he's got a gun there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, I don't know if his hands look like that though.
That'd be cool if he was. But
it makes sense because they're in the desert.
I think it's just an issue 7 variant, so I think it's just a Jabba thug.
You got Hugh Hefner Yoda.
Sure do. Yeah, why's he got a snake on his neck?
Dude, he's just a fucking real casual
I've
vibe.
Never seen a snake on Yoda. I don't know why they put that
seen snakes in the Star Wars universe?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the dudes looks like a snake. One of the Jedis, the green guy who dies when they try to fight
That's Yoda.
No, the taller one, the one who swims, the one who's in the swimming biome.
Kit Fisto?
Something like that.
Looks like Kit Fisto?
He looks like a snake, bro. No. You're going to look at me and tell me he's got like a bunch of
tentacles. The one that dies by Dooku when Samuel Jackson was confronting
him? Yeah,
Kit Fisto.
They were confronting
Palpatine.
Yeah.
Palpatine.
Yeah, whatever, same thing.
They were on YouTube now. We're going to get destroyed in the comments if we're wrong.
Yeah. Do it. I'll fucking fight them.
They know what we mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
Kit Fisto does not look like a snake. This looks like a snake. But I have seen... Isn't there like a scene in Clone Wars where there's an assassin that uses snakes to try and assassinate Padme?
What's the thing that they use to... No, it's the animated one. I've seen the actual one.
The movie, the Clone Wars.
In the movie,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
Okay.
She's in Coruscant or whatever the city one is.
Yeah, Coruscant.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, so that's the book. And that was Back Matter. So what would you guys rate this one? For those that are listening for the first time and for Don who maybe has forgotten, we do a rating system.
How could I forget?
Kind of, where we don't do 5 stars or whatever. We just equate it to food that we like, oftentimes referring to interesting sizing options that food chains will have. So like a Cold Stone like it, love it, or gotta have it, something like that.
Like a Cold Stone Creamery?
Yeah, like a Cold Stone Creamery.
So I'd give it like a love it, you know, because I thought this was all really well done. The art was beautiful. And then like the, you know, the stuff with Obi-Wan is in it was like really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the stuff like...
It is a great series. I just kind of wish there was more Obi-Wan stuff.
Yeah, all the Obi-Wan-centered stuff was perfect. It was, like, exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, Obi-Wan, he's like, fuck, I'm trying to lay low, but, like, I'm such a hero. Yeah. I can't.
And I just want to use my lightsaber because it's so sick.
Yeah, I have this lightsaber here, and I can't even cut people in half with it.
Yeah, I know. What would you rate it, Dom?
What was your rating for it?
I didn't say it yet, but I would probably go with just, like, a Raising Cane's 3-finger combo is what I would say.
They're disrespecting.
Because there's three chicken nuggies, and there's only 3 issues of Obi-Wan in this. So
that's what Obi-Wan is in the last
one. It's like
asking
for a Caniac, but only getting the 3-piece.
Exactly.
you want to flip the fucking table.
Yeah. I get a Caniac, and they gave me more coleslaw instead of some of the chicken fingers because there's
gave
more
you
Yoda.
No fries.
Nathan, Obi-Wan is in the last issue.
The one that you
so
didn't
there's
read.
Four.
Yeah. That's the back matter one.
Upgrade
though.
To the box. No,
okay, fine. A box combo.
That's just like when you get like an onion ring in your fries. That's what that last one is.
Yeah, that's what that one is.
It's not what you're expecting, but you're not mad.
You know, I got it and I was like, okay, I could eat this.
Okay. What about you, Dom?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck, dude. I don't know.
You can relate it to whatever you want.
It could be a Starbucks Grande.
It could be a Thirstbuster.
A Thirstbuster, that's a good one, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
They don't call them Thirstbusters anymore.
That sounds very
good. Maybe the Little Caesars
Yeah, Little Caesars Batman Pizza.
Yeah, Little Caesars Batman Pizza. Exactly.
Is what this,
with the calzone in the middle.
This, yeah. This to me, I don't know. I would say this is like a Jack in the Box munchie meal.
Okay.
You kind of know what you are getting, but there's some parts of it that you bite into. You're like, that's actually a little bit better than I expected. You know what I mean?
What's
you
in know? A munchie meal?
Well, it's just like a variety of shit. It's like fries. They'll throw in those tacos, the horse meat tacos that are delicious. I fucking love those.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
The Jack in the Box tacos?
It's controversial. We don't have to talk about it. but I love it.
Is that confirmed? Because I love those things.
They're going to die anyway.
No, no, dude. Tomato, tomato. It's meat, you know? but, and then there's usually like, you could always change it up as far as what the main thing is. You could even do, you know, little piece of popcorn chicken. You could do.
Oh, yeah. They have those now.
They do a couple different stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking of. I don't really feel too comfortable with that, but that's what I think that
makes sense. You know, a bunch of shit in there.
There's a variety. Like some stuff you're like, oh, hey, okay.
And there was a variety in here too. Mm-hmm. You know, they got a lot of Yoda stuff and mountain people stuff for some reason. I like that.
There's no mountain people. There's sand people, Nathan.
No, there were mountain people.
Oh, there were mountain people.
Yeah, there were the rocks.
Yeah,
I thought you just called it. I thought you fucked up. All right, Nathan. Our next segment is.
You never see the people on the cover, by the way. Of this. Yeah. You never see these people. Who are these people?
Oh, on the cover of the trade?
I think those are Jabba's thugs or something.
Yeah, I think.
Because they have guns and shit.
Yeah, those have got to be Jabba's thugs.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, our next segment is the pull list. :
Shove it in your box.
The pull list. What did you shove in your box?
This is a segment where we talk about not trades, but the individual comics that we pick up every week, because we're not actually trade waiters.
And movies and shows.
And we also talk about other things you consumed, yes. So, Dana, what did you pick up this week?
I got Saga number 59.
Yep, crucial.
I got Hulk number 7.
Oh, fuck, I missed that one.
Which is like part 3 of the Hulk versus Thor storyline.
Really?
And so I think I need
It's already at 3? Didn't it come out
2 weeks ago? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I guess the Thor stuff is coming out too.
Wow. I got to catch up on that then.
I got Batman Fortress number 1,
mm-hmm.
Featuring art by Derek Robertson of
The Boys fame.
Yep. He also did Transmetropolitan,
mm-hmm.
I totally forgot about
that. He also did some Wolverine.
Nice. And then Nathan, we have a triple dip chip week.
Oh.
We have
Devil's Reign,
Omega number 1.
Yep.
New Burn 7, and we have Stillwater number 13. I don't know how long that's gonna go for, but it's still going. It's
supposed to be ongoing. Yeah.
Really cool. Nice. What'd you get? Anything different?
I got Bloodstained Teeth number 2, that vampire story by Christian Ward.
Right.
Read that. Very good. And I also got Punisher number 3 by Jason Aaron, the guy who wrote this book.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it was a pretty big week. I didn't expect it. I walked in and I was like, I'll get like 1 or 2 books.
Did you get the same stuff I got?
Yeah, Batman Fortress, okay. Devil's Reign, Saga, New Burn, Bloodstained Teeth.
I read Saga 59 because I'm up to date on that. So only one more left in this trade. So hopefully something.
Pretty spicy so far? I haven't read it yet, but.
I'm a little bored. This one, it's like, it's still good.
To be fair, if you were reading it all throughout, like the last issue of the last trade is like a pretty big fucking moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So you need some time to like chill out.
So in BKV's head, he's still got, yeah, some simmering time, even though it's been 2.5 years since that issue came out.
Yeah.
And I read Batman Fortress.
I did too.
It looks great.
It's so good.
I love seeing his artwork. It's so good. And he does Batman awesome.
Yeah, he does. I like his artwork now more than like.
I think
most of like the boy stuff, yeah.
It has gotten, I think the boys is a little bit more stylized, but you can.
He's like a more aggressive in the boys, I feel like, which makes sense. Like it's more grungy almost.
Sure.
But yeah, I like him drawing a Batman. And I like the mystery of this book. So Dom, the idea of it is that the whole planet does not have access to like electricity, but there's still like batteries and generators and stuff that work.
Mm-hmm.
So Batman's like trying to figure out what that means, like trying to help out Gotham while also trying to figure out like where Superman is, because Superman's not responding to anybody.
I see. So Superman's missing and there's just like an EMP.
Like, what does that mean?
It's like an alien EMP because they found some sort of unidentified object.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like, why is Superman missing and why is the whole planet lights out right now? So it's really interesting seeing that and how Gotham's trying to survive, because of course Fucking Arkham Asylum had electronic locks, which doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah, and it's written by the guy who wrote, like, the Book of Eli, and he wrote, like, Star Wars Rogue One.
The Book of Eli was but it was a book, too, before that?
Oh, he wrote the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's a movie guy.
He wrote Rogue One, yeah, I think you're right.
Rogue One. He does, like, a bit of comics, I guess, but...
Yeah, this felt really fun, so...
Yeah, no, it definitely seems like he kind of worked his... artwork to fit with DC, but you still can tell it's him.
Yeah,
you know, so I like that a lot. I
also read The Punisher, where Punisher joins the Hand.
Yeah, right? How's that?
It's still very good.
Yeah,
he's gearing up to fight the God of War, otherwise known as Ares. So that's pretty fun.
Oh right.
Yeah, but he's just like being a dick to like these ninjas, and like whenever the ninjas like kill anybody without his like saying to do so, he like kills those ninjas. That's really cool. So he's just like leading like the Hand, which is like something that we've never seen the Punisher do, is like lead this like huge team. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting so far.
For sure.
We got the origin of when the Punisher first killed somebody, and he was like 10 years old.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a really cool story.
Okay. Okay.
For and sure. I also read Bloodstained Teeth number 2, and that's pretty Stokey fucking stuff. Rad. Yeah. I think you should pick that up.
I'll just wait for the trade, Nathan. You should.
Yeah. Maybe we can Christian War on. But I think that's all I read this week.
Did you, Dom, did you watch anything just this past week?
Watching,
Not like your whole life.
I was going to say, dude, since I last saw you guys, have I watched anything?
Tons of shit.
I've watched, a lot of things. I finally watched The Boys.
Good.
That was all amazing. I saw all of it.
Ooh,
all of
it. Mm, very cool.
Yes. I fucking so good.
So you're ready for season 3.
I'm really waiting for this one. The trailer was so good. But then, I saw Invincible. I'm watching Atlanta right now because the third season just dropped.
Is it the fourth season that just dropped?
I thought it was the third.
I think it's third.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They're like touring in like Europe, which is pretty cool. I sound like because I rewatched the second season because I never saw it all the way through.
Uh-huh.
That's really good. It's so fucking good.
Like, I know it's a good show, but I like have never just sat down and like gone through it. You know, I've watched like. I watched like the first episode when it first came out.
Those are
and
really
then like
good,
a couple years later, I watched like the second episode because I remember the first episode. So that's good. It's come a long way. They're in Europe now.
I mean, it's really cool. I started doing that. Then I watched Love, Death, Robots. I love that
Same.
Show.
Season
so,
3?
Yeah. No, the third season came out already?
Yeah, it came out.
Oh, I saw the second season recently. No way. You're lying.
It came out on Friday.
Like
last
week.
Holy fuck. You're lying.
No, it's
Dude,
so
I know what
good.
I'm doing tomorrow and tonight.
Did you watch season 3?
It's fucking unbelievable. Yeah, it's great.
I loved it. Yeah, I thought it was about as good as like the second season, but...
No, you're wrong.
Really?
The season's way better.
You think it's better than the first season?
I thought first season was the best.
First
so
season's
far.
Probably still the best, but this one had some bangers in it.
There were some bangers in it. What was your favorite one? Just without spoiling
anything. Dude, it's really hard.
My favorite one was the rat one.
The rat one is a banger because it's fun.
You don't expect it to be good, but then you just watch it. I'm like, wow, this is really good.
I have an issue at the end because then the rats are just like, nah, you're cool.
Yeah, I'm like, no shot.
But I really like the crab one. I like that one a lot. And then I also like Night of the Mini Dead.
Yeah, that was great.
I think those
You're
ones are just like fun.
They're actually sound so all good. Amazing.
And there's three robots is always a banger.
Yeah, there's another.
They brought them back. I
robots.
Saw that. So that's why I watched the second season because I was like, oh, this is for the second season. But then because I saw something about it.
I like how you watched the second season and just like didn't even see the
Well,
third
I watched this a couple, like probably like 2-3 weeks ago, maybe. Why I didn't know because I saw that there was like some early screening that you could do if you want to watch it for like if you do something. And I was like, I'm not fucking doing that. I'm just going to wait till it comes out. Like, I don't know if they're lying to me. And,
dude, there's some scary stuff in this third season. It's like so very good. Gory.
Well, in the second season, the one that to me, it's like. I love these because then it just like just widens my imagination on where the fuck these worlds go.
Yeah.
But the Santa Claus one, you remember the Santa Claus one, the second one? That one was weird. Where was they think it's Santa at the house? Spoilers for anybody who hasn't.
I mean, everybody's seen it at this point.
Yeah, you fucking better have. And so these kids think Santa's in the house and they see shadows and like, oh, it's Santa. They're all excited. They see it. It's this fucking monster. I think it's probably Krampus, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, I would assume so.
And it smells the kid. And if it's been good, it throws up a present and gives them a present.
Oh, okay. I slightly.
Yeah. This. That one was like fucking 3 minutes. That one happened so quick.
Yeah, there were a lot of short ones in that one.
I love the short ones. I was watching them with Sarah, and I'm like, and she was like looking at the times at the beginning of each episode. I'd be like, all right, only 7 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Eventually just stopped watching altogether, but.
Yeah, I liked that there was a good mix of like, just like kind of silly ones, like the Night of the Mini Dead one.
Yeah.
And then there's also like that last episode. It's just like, it's so artsy that like I can't possibly wrap my head around like most of it.
I felt
but I'm
like,
glad that that was there too, because I'm like, that,
it looks incredible. Like, and that was the people great, who did the Witness one.
Oh.
The last one. You remember the
girl who like her life repeats and then it goes to the guy?
Is that same studio?
With the lipstick?
Yeah. You remember when she like saw the murder and is like running around?
Yeah, the studio that did Spider-Verse. I don't think it's them, but I could be wrong.
They did the last one. I looked it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that was incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. It looked great. But
it looks great, but I'm just like, what's going on?
Yeah. I was so confused.
Yeah. I think it's just like a common, I don't know. I'm not anyone to get into it.
What was my favorite? Really great.
I really liked that one with the monster. Like it's like the military people, and then there's like a monster at the end.
Yeah, dude. That one was crazy too. It had Joe Manganiello in it.
That's who that was. I'm like, these are definitely famous people.
It's a good place, Deadpool.
Who played Captain Boomerang?
Deathstroke, thank you.
Jai Courtney, yeah.
Jai Courtney was in it too.
I thought it was Jai Courtney, and I'm like, maybe it's not. Maybe it just looks like him, but yeah.
And then the friend in the Lizzie McGuire show, she was the girl.
The most famous person, yeah.
Well, she was in like The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you know her from that.
But there's like a line in the crab one, and the person's like, you had a conversation with the crustacean? And I fucking died. I'm like, she's fucking spitting bars and there's a giant-ass crab in their ship.
I don't remember that at all.
I literally had to like laugh for like a minute and then rewind.
Go back because and, like, it's not a funny episode.
It's not, but what the reason, like, just the way that she said it was just so funny and she was so serious and I'm like, The whole episode's really just kind of silly.
Yeah.
Goddamn. That was my favorite line.
Anyway, Nathan, did you watch anything?
Yes. So I watched the new Chip and Dale movie.
Did you? Is it sick?
So I had heard things about it and I was like, this looks kind of interesting. So I went to my Chip and Dale expert friend, which is a real thing, Matthew. He's a huge Chip and Dale fan.
Is he?
Yeah. Listener of the show. Shout out Matthew. And I texted him. I was like, is this good? He's like, yes, you like need to watch it. And so I did. And it is pretty fucking incredible, that movie.
Wow, yeah. I've just heard nothing.
Who are the voices again?
It's John Mulaney and Andy Samberg.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
As Chip and Dale.
That's cool.
But there's also like Will Arnett is in it.
Oh, okay.
Nice. J.K. Simmons is in it.
Oh.
Voice acting.
I'm already sold on it.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's basically like the story of just like washed up actors trying to like keep relevance kind of, which is like Chip and Dale. So Dale gets like 3D surgery.
Yeah.
And so he's like all CG. And it's kind of like one of those movies where it's like an intellectual property like party. Like there's just a bunch of cameos and stuff.
I heard like Batman.
But it's not fucking annoying.
Really?
You know?
Cool.
Because I feel like with Space Jam, like that's just like annoying.
Did you watch
You Space watched Jam? Space Jam too?
I had it on in the background while I was doing something else.
It's okay. You don't have to justify why you watched it.
Don't judge me.
But like, it also works in the sense of this movie because they're supposed to be like a bunch of washed up like Disney characters and stuff.
Okay.
So it makes sense to have cameos.
That's
it makes
really
sense
cool.
that Dale knows like, you know, like Peter Pan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a really good bit. I don't want to spoil anything. You guys should just like watch it. There's like a lot of, I laughed out loud like a bunch of times.
I'll watch it and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Next week.
But there's a bunch of like, parody like posters in the background, which is how Batman is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Batman versus ET.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's like Chip like walking down the street and it's like they don't come up with anything original anymore. And he looks over and it's like Batman versus ET. And it looks like the Batman v Superman poster. It's really funny, dude.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, definitely check it out. Like I was like engaged the whole time too.
Mm.
So I enjoyed it a lot. It's a some of the best like Disney original stuff that's come out in a while for sure.
Yeah, I feel like it looked like something that could be in the theaters, but they just went straight to Disney Plus.
Yep. So
anything else, Nathan?
I also played the rest of Lego Star Wars.
You finished it?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Me and my buddy Parker shotgunned it like over 15 hours, I think is what we put into it. And we played all the movies. Yeah. All the main mission stuff.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It's like a good ass Lego Star Wars game.
Good.
I've only heard Lego Star Wars. I played the fuck out of the first one with my cousin, but the thing is, we never spend any of our coins because we didn't know how to spend it. So we're probably like billionaires, and we have no idea
in this game.
But no, I did play it. I heard great things about that. I always wanted to fucking like kind of play it just because like I did play that when I was like younger, so it's like that's really cool. And I know the stories, I've heard only great things, and fuck it.
Yeah, you know. It, well, I think like, well, I shotgunned it, so sometimes for some of it, I'm like, this is kind of a drag, you know?
Yeah, it gets
yeah, especially if you do 15 hours. Yeah,
yeah. And we ended with like the new trilogy, which is like not the best movies, I guess, of like all of them sure. as far as like things to do. But I could tell that they, the writers or whatever, were the best at like making fun of the new trilogy. So that kept me energized.
Nice.
Like for the whole second movie, The Last Jedi, like Kylo Ren is shirtless the whole time, which is really funny. Like when you first see him, he like is wearing a shirt that says I love. And then like Darth Vader's like helmet or whatever. I heart Darth Vader's helmet. And then like, as soon as you see him with that, he like rips off his shirt, and that's like he's just shirtless for like the whole time.
But is it like the high-waisted?
It's like the weird like high-waisted thing, and I'm like, that's hilarious.
The waist trainer looking thing.
But also like, remember that scene where Kylo like shoots the rebel ship, and then Leia like pops out, and then she uses the Force or whatever. In that scene, she like. She's like floating there in space, and then she takes out a fishing pole and then like hits the rebel ship and then reels herself back in. And I'm like, there's like really good jokes in there. So either they hate the new trilogy or they're just like really good at making fun of it, because it was pretty fun.
Nice.
I love the way that sometimes they justify things and like in that, because sometimes they don't want to show like them killing somebody. Yeah. So they'll do something silly with them. Like they'll pull their pants down or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
they do that. Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, but in episode 3, you can't kill the younglings.
I saw otherwise.
No, you can't. I was looking out for it.
Yeah. You can't kill them?
No.
Yeah. But what you can do is like hit the younglings, and then they have like combos in this one. And so when you do a combo, you kind of fly up in the air, and then eventually you just smack them down. But people have been just like hitting younglings and been able to go out of the map by just continuously hitting the younglings.
Oh my God.
And doing like speed runs with
them. Oh, I remember you saying that. I should have tried that.
Yeah, you gotta go back now.
It's funny how it has that backwards effect. Like, we don't want people killing children, but now they're just continually beating children and trying to beat the game faster.
And they're like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Which is just pretty funny. But no, they, like, I could tell that like the people making the game were Star Wars fans for sure.
Yeah, which is that's important.
Good. Like, Han shoots first, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I like stuff. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a little, in the what's his face was in there?
Guido?
Yeah, he was in there for some reason. They never show his face for some reason.
Yeah.
Because it's not important.
Yeah, it's not really like the focus, but it's cool seeing them.
Yeah, that's when, what's his name? Garo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for you, Nathan?
No, just that game's good. I think that's everything I did this week.
Well, I watched Jackass Forever.
Oh, it's on Netflix now, isn't it?
Jackass 4.5
is
on Netflix, which is like the extra stuff.
Bonus feature stuff.
From... You know how they have like a 0.5 movie from all the extra footage that they have?
Yeah.
That's what's on Netflix.
Okay, interesting.
So I had to go to Amazon to like rent it.
Was it good? And
it's really fucking funny. I was laughing with you the entire time.
Okay, cool.
And like, it's the same shit, but for some reason, it's just like so funny. Like, the idea of someone just getting kicked in the balls is not that funny, but just like seeing it happen to them is fucking hilarious. Funny.
Seeing it happen especially to like Eric Andre this time now.
The different way, yeah, the different ways that they do it and shit. Yeah, highly recommend.
Cool.
Wait, really quickly, I just want to shout out something. I saw Men.
Oh, you saw Men?
Yeah, the A24 movie.
Oh, really?
How was
did, you
like it?
Did you see it?
No, I just heard about it.
Did you see it?
I didn't know it was out, but I know of it.
I saw it. I just saw it this last Friday with my buddy.
Did you like it?
The last 10 minutes are insane.
Did you like it?
Like it as in like...
Did you like the fucking movie?
It's an A24 film.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's fair.
They like, make shit sometimes.
Like,
did you like the
like
movie?
Shout
Midsummer?
Out, shout of. Out A24.
Yeah, we get it. You have the sticker.
Did I like this one? No, this one left me very conflicted, especially the end. It was fucking weird.
Yeah, I heard it was weird.
Did you hear? All I'm going to say is back pussy. That's all I'm going to say.
So, okay, cool. So booty hole.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, so would you recommend it as a horror fan?
I want you to watch it, yeah. You I don't want you to watch it, though.
You want me to watch it. Yeah. So you wouldn't
how would you rate it?
You wouldn't recommend
I'm saving you.
How would you...
But I want you to watch
it. How would you rate it against, like, other A24... Like a,
oh,
like
no,
a Midsummer?
I wouldn't.
Is Midsummer A24?
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't. That's not nice. Visually, though, like, it's cool. Like, you kind of... There's some ideas that you kind of get where, like, you see certain things and it's, like, kind of Midsummer-esque. Because, I mean, this being, like, an art house... art house horror. It fits and it's interesting, but that actor who plays all the actors, he's great. The actress, everybody's performance is interesting. It's just the story is very weird, especially from the guy it comes from. You kind of expect a little bit more.
Mm. Yeah.
It kind of just left me feeling like I saw Lamb. Did you see Lamb?
Nah.
What the fuck was that, man? I mean, cool, visually cool. Story-wise, what the fuck?
Didn't A24 just come out with a movie? Like, wasn't The Green Knight an
A24? Yeah, I saw that one too.
Yeah, he told us about it last episode.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but yeah. That seems like they're cranking them out, which is weird.
Yeah,
isn't
they got...
the new it's not Jordan like it's Peele? Isn't that A24?
That's not A24, I don't think.
No, it's not, okay.
I want them to drop Rami, though. Have you seen Rami on Hulu? That's A24.
Is it about Rami Malek?
No, it's... Yeah, actually, I think it is Malek. Is that his last name?
Yeah,
Rami is his first name.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's for sure.
What's it about?
Yeah, he's like this. He's this guy just who's living life in New Jersey.
Sounds incredible.
It's really cool. He's like this.
That sounds like an A24 film. Yeah,
I've been watching it a lot with my cousin. Like whenever we watch, that's the one show with Maddie. Maddie and I. That's like the show that we would watch.
Rami.
Yeah, I don't know why. It was just something kind of fun. It's really funny. I like it a lot.
Cool.
Okay.
I recommend.
Nice. I also watched Amityville Horror. It's got Ryan Reynolds in it.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Have you seen that?
No, I've wanted to.
So, like, Sarah wanted to watch it because she, like, loves this movie. She's like, this is the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Mm.
And I guess she thinks that because it was the first scary movie she's ever saw. And she saw it when she was, like, 9. So she's, like, fucking terrified of it.
So
you know?
My Cloverfield, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Halo, when I played Halo the first time, I shit my pants.
Oh, dude, me too.
When I saw the fucking...
The flood mission?
No. Just, like, the first mission when you see... Oh, no. When you see the... What are those big fucking things?
The Arbiters? The Brutes.
The Brutes. Somebody shot him, and you know how their force fields like kind of glow.
Yeah,
I saw that just like light up. I shit my pants.
That's a more like
I turned the Xbox off.
Oh
like,
man, that happened to me during like the flood mission in Halo 3, and like I was like kind of freaked out. I was shooting these guys that are crawling at me, and then I get to there's
that's
like
just
a room.
Terrifying, yeah.
There's a room where there's a Marine. And he's like, I feel it crawling around inside me, and I'm like, oh god, and I had to turn it off. I couldn't go back to it for forever. But yeah.
But anyway, we watched it. It's not scary at all.
Okay.
Like, we turned the lights off. We turned it up. I, like, my heart skipped a beat, like, at one part. You know what I mean?
Like, was it like but a jump the, scare?
Yeah, there, it was like a jump scare that got me. You know, nice. It was kind of scary. But the rest of it, I was just like, okay. I just wanted it to be over, honestly, because like, it was like a haunted house that made Ryan Reynolds like a dick. And I just didn't like when he was being a dick to, like, his family and shit. But... this is like when he was like, it had to be around like Blade 3 when he's just like fucking ripped. Cause he takes his shirt off like for half of this movie. And I was like, come on. As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my God.
Can it be like the whole movie? God.
Yeah.
Might as well double down.
At a restaurant, take his shirt off.
Yeah. Take your top off.
But yeah, I mean, it was fine. And then, I watched the first episode of Samurai Rabbit.
I don't know what that is.
The Usagi Chronicles?
Is that like a documentary?
Samurai Rabbit. The Usagi Chronicles.
Is that the Netflix thing?
Yes. The animated show for Usagi Yojimbo.
Did that come out?
That came out the week that we made that episode. Can you believe that?
Did we know that?
No.
We just did it for Easter.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So is it good?
It's so much fun.
Oh,
it's,
fuck
it's,
yeah.
Like, it's obviously like a kid's show.
I don't care.
But it's great. I loved it. So it's not based off of Usagi Yojimbo. It's based off of like his ancestor or like Usagi's his ancestor. So it's like his great, great grandson or something like that.
Interesting.
They have those little like dino things that we weren't sure what they were.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The green ones.
Yeah. It has those in it.
Love that.
Gen, isn't it? That rhino dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that. And it's like, it's based in like the 26th century or whatever.
Gen's the one that he had beers with, right?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And so it's like futuristic. It's like a futuristic like Japan or whatever.
Mm.
And it's like a young Usagi. His design is really fucking cool too.
Sweet.
But they show like panels at the beginning of the show and stuff like that. And basically the guy just gets like his katana and stuff like that. And he just wants to go be a samurai.
So it's like a season that's out?
Yeah. It's 10 episodes and they're like 20 minute episodes.
Dude, that's awesome.
It's really. I was like.
Great news. We got to tell somebody.
Yeah. I was expecting it to be like. Cheesy, but I'm like, no, this is super engaging. Like, it was
I'm definitely going to watch it.
Yeah. I was really stoked on it. But yeah, anyway.
I think that's everything. Yeah.
That's everything. Alrighty. What are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read next week, Daniel?
We're going to read The Boys Volume 2, Nathan.
Yeah, because The Boys Season 3 is coming out.
Correct.
Can't wait for that shit.
Yeah, so if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, like, all that stuff.
Yep. Hopefully it makes it to YouTube. We'll see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Anything could happen at this point.
We're on Instagram now at Trade Waiters. Mm-hmm. Trade Waiters Pod on Twitter. If you're listening, go watch on YouTube. See what we look like at Trade Waiters, right?
Yeah.
If you have suggestions on what we should read,
reach out to us on those platforms or
email us.
TradeWaitersPod@gmail.com.
Correct. Dom, do you want to plug anything or?
I don't really have anything to plug.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Dom.
Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate you for having me.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, bye.